Miles Davis, John Coltrane, Oscar Peterson, Ella Fitzgerald, Frank Sinatra, and more on Jazz for the Asking.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to another edition of Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio International. I'm Keith Parent. We begin today with a reissue of a recording on CD called The Resurgence of Dexter Gordon, recorded in 1960 in October of that year. The producer is Cannibal Adderley. And it also features, along with Dexter Gordon on tenor sax, Richard Boone on trombone, Martin Banks on trumpet, Dolo Cooker on piano, Charles Green on bass, and Lawrence Marbowl on drums. Home run.
Thank you.
Home Run, composed by Dexter Gordon, for the album The Resurgence of Dexter Gordon, that originally came out on the Jazzland label and has now been reissued on CD through Fantasy. Fantastic recording indeed. We now move to a pianist from Cuba who I've seen perform a number of times, not just in Cuba, but also at the Montreal International Jazz Festival a number of years ago. His name is Gonzalo Rubalcaba, and he was also one of the musicians in the 1980s and 90s who brought the rhythms of Cuba to a wide jazz audience. This is from a Blue Note recording called Avatar. It's the title track called Looking for Retrospective. The great Gonzalo Rubalcaba from the album Avatar with Looking in Retrospective. You're listening to Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio International. And as always, of course, it's very nice to have you with us for 1 hour once a week, depending on where you listen to us on, for some great music. We found out that a couple of stations actually run two of our shows back to back at the same time. And something, of course, that people like to hear is early jazz. We have some coming up in a moment. But first, we're going to have a little bit of Oscar Peterson. And just the other day, I was remembering an Oscar Peterson recording that came out in 1990. And the recording itself is not of new sessions. It's a bunch of sessions that he recorded for CBC Radio in the 1940s. So if anybody out there knows anything about this recording, or even has a copy, let me know, because I'd like to get my hands on it. I do remember playing some tracks a number of years ago for a jazz show that I was doing, and it was absolutely fantastic. And I just can't, for the life of me, remember how I got hold of it. It was issued by Radio Canada International on CD, and also on vinyl. So do let me know if you have a copy or where I could get a copy, because I'd like to add it to my collection. It's one of the Oscar Peterson recordings that I'm missing. I think I have almost every one of his Verve recordings and Telarc recordings, but this is one that I'd certainly like to add to it. Now time for a little bit of Don Byas and New Musical Express. Thank you. Shorty Rogers and Tickletoe. Funny name, isn't it? And before that, Don Byas and New Musical Express. We now move to a little bit of early jazz, and we're going to take a listen to three of my personal favorites. We're going to have a little bit of Louis Armstrong, Fletcher Henderson, and the one and only Django Reinhardt. But we begin with Louis Armstrong.
One, two. Oh, mommy, little darling.
La Mer, otherwise known in English as Beyond the Sea. It's a composition by French chanson singer and composer Charles Trenet, performed there by Django Reinhardt. We also heard in that set the one and only Fletcher Henderson with Hocus Pocus, and we kicked off with Louis Armstrong, I've Got a World on a String. If you want to contact us to let us know what you think of the program, and if you have any musical suggestions, please write jazz@pcjmedia.com. That's jazz@pcjmedia.com. One jazz festival that you've heard me talk about many times before is the Montreal International Jazz Festival. When I was living in Montreal, I would go practically every summer. And it's one of the more friendly jazz festivals because along with the paid concerts, there are a number of open outside concerts that are free. And you can also see the same big names that you would on the inside concerts. The only problem, of course, is the rain, which it happens in Montreal at that time, and also the sun. Yes, you have to avoid that sometimes. We're going to take a listen to a recording that was released by La Maison de Radio-Canada, or the French CBC Cultural Channel. It was recorded for them in 1989. It's of Charlie Hayden playing double bass, Joe Henderson on saxophone, and Al Foster on drums. The track is called, well, you certainly know it, Round Midnight. Thank you. Charlie Hayden, double bass, Joe Henderson, saxophone, and Al Foster on drums, from a live recording made by La Maison de Radio-Canada, or the French CBC in Canada, that was made in 1989 at the Montreal International Jazz Festival. It's from a CD called the Montreal Tapes, and I just discovered recently that it's from a series that were released a number of years ago. Our final selection today comes from Australian pianist Mark Isaacs. The CD is called On Reflection, and the track we're going to listen to is called Keep It In Your Mind. Australian pianist Mark Isaacs from his compact disc on Reflection with Keep It In Your Mind. And you know what? We're out of time, but I hope you keep us in your mind to join us again very soon. If you want to contact us with a request of something you'd like to hear, our email address is very simple. It's jazz@pcjmedia.com. You can also listen to this program again and past editions, including the summer series that we did featuring artists from the 20th century, by going to www.pcjmedia.com/JFTA. And speaking of that series, we have decided to continue with it for the next little while because many of you have been enjoying it. So next week we're going to be featuring one artist. Who is it going to be? Well, you'll have to tune in. So until next time, friends, this is Keith Powell wishing you well, saying so long, take care, see you soon. Bye-bye.